This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
In the beginning, God said, "Let there be light," and light was good. Then God said, "Let there be Edward Woodson."
Please allow me to introduce myself. I'm a man of wealth and taste. I've been around for a long, long year. So many a man's soul and faith. I was around when Jesus Christ had his moments of doubt and pain. Made damn sure the pilot washed his hands and sealed his fate. Pleased to meet you. Hope you guessed my name.
You're listening to Talk Radio's Prince of Darkness, where the only thing hotter than hell is liberty. The Edward Woodson Show.
In court, the security of our nation is at stake. He had a brand new reaction just minutes ago, also on Twitter, calling it, quote, a disgraceful decision. Now, in between tweets, he said actual words out loud.
It's a political decision that we're going to see them in court, and I look forward to doing it.
So you believe the judges made it?
We have a situation where the security of our country is at stake. And it's a very, very serious situation. So we look forward, as I just said, to seeing them in court.
This is all part.
Hello, America. Welcome to the show, everyone. 877-317-6432 is the number here. All right, The Ninth Judicial Circuit has ruled a fresh blow to Donald Trump. The Federal Appeals Court on Thursday evening unanimously ruled against President Donald Trump's executive order on immigration, saying such a travel ban shouldn't go into effect while courts consider whether it goes too far, limiting travelers to the U.S. And by the way, I am reading actually from the Wall Street Journal this morning. The ruling is a major legal setback for Mr. Trump less than a month into his presidency. He predicted after the decision that he would ultimately win on further appeal. Now, I just want to mention something here. I want to explain the process here, because to a lot of lay people, they don't really understand the process. And I also want to say this. Get used to this. Because clearly, this is what the left is going to do, okay? And I just had this conversation with someone today about this. That the left, given the fact that they really don't have any bullets left, they're going to sue every time the president tries to do something. They're going to sue every time. And it's unfortunate. Like, I had a conversation with somebody, and they said, do you really think that's going to happen? And he said, this person I was talking to said, you know, that would be really a shame if that happens. And I said, yes, get used to it. This is what they're going to do. This is what the left is going to do, because they basically have nothing to do but this. Like, think about it. The Democrat Party is devastated. They have lost not only the executive branch, but they have they've lost control of both houses, and I would argue they've lost control of the judiciary going forward. So this is what they're going to do. This is the plan. So strap up, get used to it. Now, and I'm going to delve into the decision, and I'm going to tell you what I think. If I was President Trump, what I would do, okay? So, understand this, it's good to know the recent history of why this is going on, because a lot of people have asked me these questions. So, I want to break it down to you. I want to break down to you legally what's going on, procedurally what's going on, because what people have to realize is there is legal procedure that's going on here, as well as the decision based on the merit. So I'm going to try to break it down for you like I do, like a third grader, okay? So understand this, first of all. Let's go through the motivations here of what happened, okay? So clearly, and again, understand this is going to be the playbook going forward. The left is going to sue Donald Trump no matter what happens. They're going to sue him for everything. So let's just put that out there, and let's just get ready for that. Clearly, they went forum shopping. Now, for those that don't understand what that is, you can basically go forum shopping. Like if you're gonna sue, or you're going, especially on the federal level, or you're going to try to issue a temporary restraining order. Now, remember, temporary restraining order is the likelihood of success on the merits. So what they're saying is that the Washington State, so, well, let me just back up, okay, before I get into the minutiae of the case. And the legality of it. So let me just. So what I'm talking about specifically here is the procedure, the civil procedure that went on. Okay. So clearly they went to a court. In this case, it was the Washington State Court. It was the Attorney General of the State of Washington, knowing that this judge, Judge Robart, in Washington State, they knew how he was going to rule going in. And that's why they chose him. It's called forum shopping, and it's routinely done. And I want people to understand that. And listen, don't pay any attention when you hear, for instance, the media, and I'm going to get into the whole media aspect of this. When the media starts saying, and you're going to hear this, well, there were two judges appointed by George W. Bush and two judges appointed by the Obama administration, and they've now unanimously decided. And when they say this, they're talking about four judges because it was Judge Robarts and then the three judges that sat on the federal bench in the Ninth Circuit, okay? Now, understand something. This is all about insider versus outsider, okay? This is all about establishment versus outsider. All these people are establishment. They all hate Trump and everything he stands for. So understand that. So when the media tries to paint this out, it's like, well, you know, I mean, there were two judges that were appointed by George W. Bush. Meaningless, okay? It's meaningless. They went to this court in the state of Washington because they knew that this Judge Robart was going to rule this way. They also knew, it's like, imagine you're playing chess. Now, when you're a lawyer, you have to understand that you're trying to think ahead. It's like playing chess. So you're trying to think about two moves ahead. Okay, if I lose this, what's my argument going to be? And it's always been famously said, as a lawyer, you never ask a question that you don't know the answer to already, right? So the same can be said for when you go and forum shop. So this is what happened. They went to this judge in Washington State, Judge Robart, knowing that he was going to rule this way and that more than likely, the Trump administration was going to appeal it. It was going to go to the Ninth Circuit, and the Ninth Circuit was going to uphold the stay. They knew this, okay? They knew this. So what I'm talking to you about right now is procedure, okay? Also, it's worth noting. Well, I'm going to get into it. I got to take a quick break, but I'm going to jump back into this when we come back. Don't go anywhere.
When you feel down and out, Edward Woodson Show.
Now's the time to refresh your home and save at Lumber Liquidators Spring Flooring Kickoff Sale. Our stores are packed with the latest spring trends, like modern waterproof wood-look flooring. It's up to 34% off, or choose from more than 200 styles of pre-finished hardwood from $149. Get deals on over 55 varieties of bamboo from $159, more from 59 cents, and special financing. Hurry, the Spring Flooring Kickoff Sale's going on now. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you today.
Where to advertise? Television is expensive and not cost-effective. Billboards only reach a few. Bus benches, taxis, promotional trinkets? Forget it. And just try to find your ad in all that clutter of a newspaper. Internet and radio advertising is by far the most effective and affordable way to get your message out. And the Edward Woodson Show is the place to advertise your products and services. Call Edward now at 305-528-3552. That's 305-528-3552 and advertise on the Edward Woodson Show. Edward's listeners are poised and ready to hear your ad and take action. Again, if you want effective advertising, the Edward Woodson Show is the place you need to be. Call Edward at 305-528-3552. That's 305-528-3552 and get ready for results.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD, and if untreated, could lead to blindness. The good news? AMD can be managed with effective, clinically approved treatments that may reverse some vision loss. For free AMD information, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. There is a cure in sight.
He's still so mad. Now, back to your host, Edward Woodson.
Welcome back to the show. 877-317-6432 is the number here. Give me a call. If you're just joining the show, I'm explaining this case, this court case. Now, let me just say this. At this point, the Trump administration has a couple different options. Now, understand something procedurally. Now, remember, this case was brought to this federal judge in the state of Washington, Judge Robart. Now, make no mistake about it. This is a concerted effort on the part of the Democrat Party, those forces in the left, globalists, that are doing everything in their power to stop Trump, and the only thing they have left, because they're out of bullets already, is legal challenges, and they're going to do this constantly. So, now, again, I just want to explain the procedure, and then I'm going to go into law here. Procedurally, they went to this judge, and knowing he was going to rule this way, it's called forum shopping. They also knew that, in all likelihood, the Trump administration was going to, and by that I mean the government, was going to, I still have to pinch myself when I say that. Anyway, they knew that they were going to appeal this. It was going to go be held before the Ninth Circuit. The Ninth Circuit is notoriously liberal. It's called the Ninth Circus. And I don't know if people realize this. You know, everybody's taking victory laps. The media's talking about this as if, you know, this is it. It's far from it. Okay? And I will explain why. The Ninth Circuit, just so you know, 90% of all cases that go to the Ninth Circuit are overturned on appeal in the Supreme Court. 90%. Just keep this in mind. Now, again, procedurally, just stay with me here. This was a temporary restraining order on the executive order. Okay? Temporary restraining order. Now, again, understand something. They didn't rule on the actual executive order or the law. In fact, they didn't even mention the law in their decision. It was a 29-page decision. They talked about all kinds of goofy things. One of the things that they talked about in their decision is they said that they talked about standing. And they talked about how the government couldn't limit those that already had visas, green card holders, people like that, that had standing. They tried to make a inference by this ruling that people that aren't even in the United States have standing, which is just complete poppycock. Okay? Number one, in order to have standing, you must be a legal resident. You must be in the country. The U.S. Constitution does not cover people, possible plaintiffs, possible people that are in other countries. It's very clear. The Constitution is very clear on this. Now, in fact, I'm going to read you 8 U.S. Code 1182, and it deals with inadmissible aliens. It actually says inadmissible aliens. Section F, suspension of entry or imposition of restrictions by the president. Whenever the president finds that the entry of any alien or any class of aliens into the United States would be detrimental to the interest of the United States, he may, by proclamation and for such a period as he deem necessary, suspend the entry of all aliens or any class of aliens as immigrants or non-immigrants, or impose on the entry of aliens any restrictions he may deem to be appropriate. Now, that's the law. It's pretty black and white. In their decision, they never mentioned the law. In fact, the government didn't even really argue the law. And I have to say this, too. I heard the arguments, and just so you know, the arguments were not made in person. They were done over the phone, which is typical if there's an emergency hearing, because this was an emergency hearing. It was a temporary restraining order, right? I have to say this. The government lawyers sucked. Okay? Whoever they brought in, they were horrible. They were ill-prepared. They didn't argue this correctly. When Trump talked about the other day, I think it was yesterday, the day before, that when he heard the arguments that a bad high school student could understand it, he was right. I just read for you the law. It's very clear. And not only that, the Supreme Court has given the executive branch very wide latitude. You go back to FDR, for instance, with the internment of the Japanese during World War II. The Supreme Court said, hey, that's cool. We've also denied entry to communists. Okay? After World War II and during the Cold War. We've also given preferential treatment and granted preferential treatment to religious groups. Up until, I don't know if people know this, up until 1988, if I'm not mistaken, we gave a preference to Soviet Jews because they were being persecuted. Okay, so we have, in the past, we have restricted people because of nationality. We've restricted people or given advantage to people because of religion. So you could certainly make the argument that you're letting people in that are being persecuted. Okay, from these countries that you're going to give treatment to. For instance, Christians or Yazidis or Kurds that are being persecuted by ISIS. Okay, so there's clearly legal precedent for this. The government didn't even really bring that up in the argument. I got to take a quick break. We'll be right back.
Edward Woodson Show.
Are you tired of paying too much for healthcare? Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people with a solution to rising healthcare costs. With Liberty HealthShare, you choose your doctor, you choose your hospital, and you choose your treatment. If you're looking for freedom from health insurance, then go to www.libertyhealthshare.org or call 855-585-4237. Together, we're changing healthcare for good. Get a free estimate at www.libertyhealthshare.org or call 855-585-4237.
It's not a team without t-shirts.
Custom t-shirts from Custom Ink are the easy way to connect any group. Our online design lab makes it simple to create a shirt design that your group will love. Or you can easily upload your own logo. Whether you need one shirt or thousands, Custom Ink can print any size order. And we know you can't wait for your new t-shirts. That's why we offer free shipping and on-time delivery is guaranteed. Get a free price quote today at CustomInk.com.
Attention small business owners. Want to save money on your employee health insurance plan? Learn the little-known solution that could save thousands of dollars on your health insurance benefits and save your employees money, too. Call Health Markets for a free consultation, and one of our 3,000 local agents will show you how to make healthcare reform work for you. We'll design customized solutions for your business that can lower healthcare costs for you and your employees. We'll work directly with you to determine your needs. We search thousands of health plans from over 180 health insurance companies nationwide. You'll also find out if tax credits could save you money. Best of all, the service is free of charge. See why Health Markets has enrolled Americans in more than 2 million insurance policies. You don't have to wait for open enrollment to lower your cost. Call now. Find out how much you and your employees could be saving.
Representatives are standing by to assist you. Call 800-930-5137. That's 800-930-5137. 800-930-5137.
All right, guys. We're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's going to get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no. We'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey,
Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no. Wait. A family hub.
Yeah.
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Season Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
Honey, what is that in your CPAP mask?
Oh, that's just my mold collection.
Ew, gross! And what is that?
What, that bacteria colony right there?
Yeah, cool, huh?
Okay, CPAP users, admit it. You're not always as careful about cleaning your system as you should be. Unfortunately, a dirty mask and hose can make you sick. Respiratory infections, allergy attacks, and more. But now there's an easy way to protect yourself. SoClean.com has released the world's first and only automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. It kills 99.9% of CPAP germs in minutes. For a limited time, you can try it risk-free for 30 days. Just call 1-800-944-1065. SoClean is hands-free. Just pop in your mask, close the lid, and presto, your CPAP comes out clean and fresh in minutes. Don't let germs wreak havoc on your health. Call in the next 10 minutes for your risk-free trial. 1-800-944-1065. That's 1-800-944-1065.
He's still so mad. Now, back to your host, Edward Woodson.
Welcome back to the show. 877-317-6432 is the number here. 877-317-6432. Today, Donald Trump was at the White House. He had Prime Minister Shinzo Abe from Japan come in. The best part about it was the Japanese prime minister said during the news conference, he said, "I hope to discuss the world's future while golfing in Florida." It's like, let's just get to the golf course, man. President Trump was asked about the travel ban, okay, during this press conference. I just want to play this for you, this little.
Unless you don't want to ask any questions, if that's possible. Maybe we'll start. Where is Daniel Halper, New York Post? Daniel?
Thank you, Mr. President. About yesterday's ruling in the Ninth Circuit Court, has it caused you to rethink your use of executive power, and how will you respond, and will you sign new executive orders or perhaps a new travel ban? And Mr. Prime Minister, I'm curious about your reaction to America's withdrawal from the Trans-Pacific Partnership, the TPP. Do you think that's weakened America's position in Asia, and how do you envision any sort of trade deal with the president working out?
Well, your question was unrelated to what we're here for today, but I'll answer it. We are going to keep our country safe. We are going to do whatever is necessary to keep our country safe. We had a decision which we think we'll be very successful with. It shouldn't have taken this much time because safety is a primary reason. One of the reasons I'm standing here today is the security of our country. The voters felt that I would give it the best security. So we'll be doing something very rapidly having to do with additional security for our country. You'll be seeing that sometime next week. In addition, we will continue to go through the court process, and ultimately I have no doubt that we'll win that particular case.
All right, so I think the president has given us a tell here because he says we're going to have something next week. Now, one of the things that the court talked about in their decision, the Ninth Circuit, they talked about how the this executive order was too broad, that it included visa holders, people with green cards, and so it was too broad. Now, the government did not argue again 8 U.S.C. 1182, which was to me a slam dunk. The government did not even argue standing, which look, some Somali, living in Africa, in Somalia, that is a future refugee, does not have standing, number one. That wasn't even argued. So let me just tell you procedurally, there's many ways to go here. Now, what would I do? Let me tell you what I would do if I am President Trump and if I'm advising President Trump. I would rescind the order today. Rescind the order. And I would come back with a new order. And I would narrow the scope of the order and say, look, okay, we're going to address exactly what the Ninth Circuit said. We are going to limit the scope. We're not going to include green card holders in this executive order. We're not going to include people with visas, legal residents, to address the concerns of the court. And I would immediately issue a new executive order based upon a more narrow order. And I would base it on the law, because it's outrageous that someone would be given standing that is not a U.S. citizen or a legal resident or even on U.S. soil. I mean, think about the ramifications of this. If you give standing to someone who's not even a legal resident or a citizen or a green card holder or anything, you can have all kinds of lawsuits going on. Anybody could sue for anything. You could have Iraqis suing for getting a bomb dropped on their house. And you can imagine on and on and on the scenarios. To me, this is very clear. Some are arguing that the president should appeal this and go to the Supreme Court. But why? You have a 4-4, you possible 4-4 decision as the court stands, and that would kick it back to the Ninth Circuit, and they would uphold. That's what would happen. So rather than waste all this time, I would go ahead and rescind the order. Said, okay, you know what? We're going to give you a new order. Bam, here's a new order. And make the order, again, a very narrow order, so that the concerns of the Ninth Circuit are met, and you narrow the scope here. That's what I would do if I'm advising the administration here. Okay. Now, that being said, I think that whoever was, look, now that you have Jeff Sessions as the Attorney General, I go in with both guns blazing. I think now that you have Jeff Sessions here, they can prepare this order and narrow the focus, and also talk about the fact that this is being done for safety and security reasons. Also, the court isn't privy to national security briefings and the information that the executive branch has. And I can go into the fact that judges don't make law. That's not their job. Conservatives have been talking for literally decades about activists, judges, that let their political feelings cloud their legal decisions. That's not the role of the judiciary, number one. And then this whole talking point that you're hearing about Trump questioning the judiciary. Look, this has been going on forever. Thomas Jefferson did it. Andrew Jackson told the Supreme Court basically, hey, listen, I'm not going to enforce your orders. If you want to, you can come down here and do it yourself, famously he said. Abraham Lincoln, he threw a congressman in jail. He suspended habeas corpus. I mean, and I know people say, well, there was a war going on. Well, there's a war going on right now. There's a war going on right now. We'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
Don't touch that dial. Back in a moment with Edward Woodson.
Are you looking to become more self-sufficient? Then you need to have your own energy source. The Solark EMP hardened generator is automatic, maintenance-free, and reduces your monthly electric bill. You can also take it off-grid when you go camping. Contact PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875 today. Portable Solar LLC gives you everything you need to start using solar energy in less than 1 hour. Solark EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Have you ever wanted a shortcut to getting the underground secrets to making money online and seriously grow your business? Whether it's a new business, a part-time income, or an existing business, you have this incredible limited offer to get a copy of this Amazon best-selling book on .com success for free. Uncover the success factors to make your business ignite. Go to secretsignite.com. That's secretsignite.com. Get your free copy now. Go to secretsignite.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Lifetime Graze 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com, or find us on Facebook.
Now, back to your host, Edward Woodson.
Welcome back to the show. 877-317-6432 is the number here. We are joined now by Tim Meyer from Talk Media News out of Washington. Hey, Tim, how are you?
Hey, before we get in talking about this crazy ruling last night that is unbelievable and still stunning both on the left and the right when you talk to legal observers, I just wanted to talk a little bit what happened this morning with the education secretary. I don't know if you heard this, Edward, but she was going to go to a middle school. Well, she did go to a middle school, but she was initially denied entrance into the school. They blocked it off. There were protesters from Black Lives Matter trying to prevent her from entering the school to meet kids, have a productive meeting with, you know, the teachers, administrator, and students. This reminded me of years and years ago when Clarence Thomas was first invited to talk at schools and high schools, and then it was withdrawn. I mean, what type of an opportunity do students have back then to meet a Supreme Court justice, as well as they meet the education secretary? I think that this protest was really just not something that should have been done. It was actually detrimental. I mean, she ended up getting into the school, and, you know, the students, the teachers, the administrators said it was an extremely productive meeting, and they were honored that the Secretary of Education went and visited, you know, Jefferson Middle School Academy in Southwest Washington. Unbelievable.
Well, I'm glad you brought it up, Tim, because I was going to talk about it, but this gives me the opportunity to, so great segue. Thank you for that. You know what it reminded me of, Tim? It reminded me, frankly, I go even back further. It reminded me of George Wallace, okay, in Alabama, when he was the governor of Alabama, where there was the order for a school desegregation, and you had George Wallace literally, as the acting governor of Alabama, go and block black children from attending school and going to school. That's what it reminded me of, frankly. And this is your modern Democrat Party. To all those people listening, this is the Democrat Party now, the party of intolerance and the party of you know, if you don't agree with them, they resort to violence and blocking you from coming into a building. I mean, I think it was outrageous, frankly.
I think, you know, it's funny. I was thinking about that as well, and I was like, what's next? You know, to start burning books. I mean, I think it's, you know, you bring in both sides. Look, what's great about your show? You bring in Ellen, you bring myself. Yesterday we had a political disagreement, but that's how this country grows. You bring in the debate discussion. What they did is trying to silence the discussion, which I thought was just unbelievable. What type of school wouldn't want one of the cabinet officials or even just a Supreme Court justice come talk to their school?
I mean, it's crazy. And you think about it. If you think about these students, this is a major deal for them in terms of going forward in their lives. You know, you can always look back and say, "Wow, you know, the Secretary of Education came to our school and talked to us." And you know, this is a big deal. You're absolutely right. And look, you know, going back to your point about having discussions and all that. Look, and I tell this to people all the time. You know, and this was more to the point of you know, in the last few years before Trump became president, even I used to say to people, because you know, a lot of people on the left, especially, would talk about the divisions within our country. And I used to say this, Tim. I used to say, hey, that's what the founding fathers wanted. They didn't want a rubber stamp on anything. They actually wanted they didn't want the bipartisanship and all that. They wanted us.
And I think that's what we have now, even when we have in Congress, that we have these two sides that aren't having talking issues. It's all personal character assassinations, and the public says, let's talk issues, debate the issues, and drop the character assassinations.
But right, and that's okay, and I don't mind that. I don't mind having discussions with people that I don't agree with. And I think that's a healthy thing. But you know, you look at the left now, and increasingly, I mean, if you look at what happened at UC Berkeley, and I've been saying this for a while now, the left loves diversity, but not diversity of thought. So that it's gotten to the point where if you have any diversity of thought whatsoever, they shut you down with name calling and violence. I mean, the right. Left has become violent.
You're either sexist or racist, and that sort of ends the discussion. So, they just often those words are just tossed out. They don't even understand what those actually words mean. But listen, this decision last night. I thought about this very long last night. What happens right now if a refugee gets into this country and God forbid commits a terrorist act? It would be the most, Trump's popularity would just be soaring at that point in a sad case like that happens. But I cannot believe, and Edward, you're an attorney, looking at the constitutional law on this entire case, it made no sense to me what they did. Now, they're arguing that he did not prove that this, you know, there was an imminent danger or something like that. And perhaps, you know, Trump should have brought in a national security people to testify and say, look, this is the way from our intelligence. This is going to happen. This is a great threat to this country. Right now, you know, by next week, he's going to draft some other additional executive orders right now that he's talked about. And this could happen, you know, sooner than we think. So this is probably going to be done with Sessions and probably a much thorough legal review than the one that they did initially. So we'll see what happens with that new group of executive orders and what that's going to mean for security.
Yeah, I think they should actually pull this immediately, rescind this order, write a new order that is more narrowly focused, taking into account, because the Ninth Circuit specifically talked about green card holders, visa holders, and how they shouldn't have been excluded, and I actually agree with that. So if I were the Trump administration, I'd pull it. I would hand down a new order. I would make it more narrow in scope. And also, I got to tell you, Tim, I listened to the oral arguments a few days ago when they were talking about this, and I have to say the government's lawyers were ill prepared. They didn't even argue the law. Because the law is very clear. I'm talking specifically 8 U.S.C. 1182.
Right.
They didn't argue
right.
that. They didn't even argue standing.
If they take it to the Supreme Court, you know, we have one moderate. But, you know, I'm not sure. It's such a politicized court. it's difficult to say if you know, we don't get another Supreme Court justice in there, and it could take several months. So that's why, you know, I believe he is going to do what you suggested, and that's the reports coming right now, is that they're working right now on new executive orders, and they were doing that actually before the decision was made. So they might have had some inkling that they were going to lose this case out in San Francisco. So,
yeah, I think you're absolutely right. In fact, I talked about it too in the last segment as well. I think that's the move. I think they should just immediately rescind this order and start over. I mean, it's and make it very narrow in scope and talk about national security and also argue, number one, the law and also standing. I mean, look, there's no standing for someone who's not a U.S. citizen or not a legal resident or not even in this country. I mean, they talked about, you know, they talked about the Washington case. They talked about this would have irreparable harm to the state of Washington. I mean, how is some guy living in Somalia have standing to even argue this? It's outrageous.
No, the people that have the due process are the citizens, you know, but the people that are non-citizens don't even have proper green cards and they're on here on visas. They're not entitled to this. They don't have a constitutional right to be in the United States at all.
Exactly, Tim. 100%. All right. Well, listen, I got to run. You know how this works. But thanks for coming on the show, Tim. I appreciate it. And we will speak next week. Have a great weekend, Tim. All right. Tim Meyer from Talk Media News out of Washington. I got to take a quick break. The madness and the mayhem returns in a moment.
Thank you for tuning in to the Edward Woodson Show. Changing talk radio forever. Listen to the Edward Woodson Show.
Are you tired of paying too much for healthcare? Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people with a solution to rising healthcare costs. With Liberty HealthShare, you choose your doctor, you choose your hospital, and you choose your treatment. If you're looking for freedom from health insurance, then go to www.libertyhealthshare.org or call 855-585-4237. Together, we're changing healthcare for good. Get a free estimate at www.libertyhealthshare.org or call 855-585-4237.
I'm Maria Brous, Director of Media and Community Relations with Publix Supermarkets. Did you know that premature birth is the number one killer of babies in the United States? Or that survivors can face a lifetime of serious health problems? But you can help. Join me and Publix for the March for Babies Walk. We'll work together to raise funds for research and programs that help the March of Dimes fight premature birth and birth defects and improve the health of moms and babies. Start your team today at marchforbabies.org.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Did you know there's a new group of water contaminants with unknown health effects? These emerging contaminants lurking in your water may include prescription, over-the-counter drugs, and new types of herbicides and pesticides. ProPure's improved Pro-1G 2.0 filter meets NSF 401 standards to help reduce these emerging contaminants. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's P-R-O-P-U-R-USA.com.